Let's have a little interaction.
It's going to pop out of me.
All right.
I think there's only two things in the world, God and fear.
All right. Only two things in the world, God and fear. Love and fear.
But
only two things. There's only one evil in the world, fear. There's only one good in the world, love. It's sometimes called by other names. It's sometimes called happiness. It's sometimes called freedom, or peace, or joy, or God, or whatever. But the label doesn't matter really. And there's not a single evil in the world that you cannot trace to fear. Not a one. Not one. Ignorance and fear. Ignorance caused by fear. That's where all the evil comes from. That's where your violence comes from. The person who is truly non-violent, who is incapable of violence, is the person who is fearless. It's only when you're afraid that you become angry. Have you ever thought of that? Think of the last time you were angry. Go ahead. Think of the last time you were angry. Search for the fear behind that. What were you afraid of losing? What were you afraid was being taken away from you? That's where the anger comes from. Think of an angry person, maybe someone you're afraid of. Can you see how frightened he or she is? He's really frightened. He really is. She's really frightened, or she wouldn't be angry. How true. Ultimately, there are only two things. Love and fear. But my, I've gone far ahead of what I was planning to do. But I'd rather leave it like this. I'd rather leave it unstructured and move from one thing to another and keep returning to themes again and again, because that's the way to really to grasp what I'm saying, maybe. Because when it doesn't hit you the first time, it might the second time. And what doesn't hit one person might hit another. So I've got different themes, but they're all about the same thing. Call it awareness, call it love, call it spirituality, or freedom, or awakening, or whatever. It really is the same thing.